Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Why, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bravo East Coast Housewives. I'm your main bitch, Kim. But yins, guys, we have another Bravo lover up in the house, which means the Zoom studio, of course. Yins, guys, already know this. First of all, she's making me feel like I need to do a lot more in my life because not only is she a digital creator, she literally is a producer for two different podcasts, and she's a creator and a producer of two other podcasts. First podcast is The Real Bitch of Bravo, and then the other one is The Sports Bar Podcast. Please give it up for Jihei Wiley. Hello, my love. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. That was amazing. So thank you so much. Yeah, I produce actually technically four podcasts, but I have The Real Bitch of Bravo. I have The Sports Bar, that it's THA Sports Bar, mm-hmm. Where I drink and talk about sports with my friends. And then I have The Arash Markazi Show, which is also on the Believe Network.
Woo!
Thank you, Believe. Shout. And then, yeah. And then I have a podcast called Jokes and Jocks with Tully Bantakane. He's a former NFL player for the New England Patriots. And we talk jokes and real life and what's going on in the sports world as well. I produce that and I'm on that as well.
I love it.
What was that? That was three. Yeah.
Now here,
that was four.
Yep. Real quick, since you love sports, I'm going to assume that you play sports and or played sports?
Yes. I played basketball. I played college basketball a long time ago.
Okay, check this out. You're a baller. I'm a baller. But your story is probably a whole lot cooler than mine. Let me give you some backstory. Back in the day, I thought I was going to be in the WNBA. That was my hashtag goal, okay? Literally. Susie McConnell, hello. She's representing Pittsburgh, hello. So then, doing basketball, started when I was in second grade, totally thought I was going to be, like, going to UConn. I literally had high hopes, for real. So 1 year, sophomore year, let's just say. It is sophomore year. We go to a scrimmage. I am like, man, I want my coach. I want him to know. I want to be varsity. Like, I am ready. This 5'3" girl thinks that I could go with all my might, like literally thinking that I could get a flipping rebound from a girl who's like 6 foot. And let me tell you, I jumped with all my dear heart that I had at that time. And guess what? She did absolutely nothing. Gets the ball. Bam! Right in the nose. I break my nose that year, okay? Had to get surgery on the thing, right? But did that deter me from continuing on my journey? Absolutely not. I kept going, had the mask and all playing basketball that season. Then Summer League comes. Summer League, I'm like, this is the year. I'm going to do it. So then I'm playing, and then I do, this is just an idiotic move for me as well. I do a spin move, and when I do the spin move, I tore my meniscus. And then I had to get surgery on that shit. And then after I realized those two surgeries in 1 year, and then I was like, Kim, you're 5'3". I put in the towel. I threw it in.
Oh, so, you should have kept playing.
But girlfriend, I'm 5'3". What happened?
So I will say this. So my mom is 5'6". She played professional basketball. So for me, it's like it's in the family. Like all my whole family played basketball growing up. My mom didn't want me to play, actually. Okay. She didn't want me to break bones or, as you did your meniscus and or my nose or anything, any part of my body. She wanted me to be a dancer. I'm 5'9".
I'm jealous.
There's no
of
way
you.
On God's green earth I could be. Well, I also live in the land of the trees, i.e. Manhattan Beach. It's where I grew up and in California. And so everybody is over 6 feet tall, like everybody.
Shit.
So for me, it was really difficult actually to be whatever and a basketball player. And slash everybody thought you played volleyball. Everybody was tall. So it was difficult. I did, however, make varsity my sophomore year. I just got really fortunate, I think, with the coach that was there.
Okay.
So I made varsity my sophomore year. High school sucked for me, though, because they fired the original coach. And then they hired another coach who just did not like me.
Oh, so, we hate those kinds of coaches. What the fuck do they know?
They fucking suck. Okay, I'm glad I can curse on this. But I still stuck with it. I wanted to quit my senior year, and I was like, nope, suck it up, Buttercup. You got to keep going. So I played senior year. I didn't think I was going to play in college. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take a gap year off. Like, I'm not going to play, whatever. I actually cut to, long story short, I'm going to try and cut this down a little bit. But my, you know, in college, you have to take a PE course or two or whatever, like for your credits.
Yes.
So I'm taking a basketball course and I'm like, this is going to be easy. All we have to do is play basketball. This is wonderful. He's not instructing you. He's not like, he's like, go off to the corner and play. I'm like, this is great. I can just shoot around, get some exercise.
Right.
I'll be fine. You know, this is my extra hour outside the gym or something.
Right. Right.
Then he comes up to me, the PE coach guy comes up to me and he's like, why are you not on the team? I'm like, hey, I'm done. Like, I'm good. I don't need to be on.
You're like, I don't feel like it.
I'm fine. Yeah. He sneaks the coach in, the college coach in. I went to a junior college for the first 2 years of college. So he sneaks the college coach, the head football or head coach in and introduces us. And then he's like, just come to a scrimmage. Just come and like run with us. Just come and play and just come to a scrimmage. I'm like, fine. So I go, have a good time. It was fine. And then my mom gets involved. And the second got involved.
Mama Bear.
Yeah, mom gets involved and it was over after that. She's like, you have to play for this guy. He's great. And I still talk to that coach to this day. So he's actually
awesome.
On an episode. Yeah, he's also on an episode of The Sports Bar. You had to dig a little bit, but Coach Shaw is his name. So
Shaw? Mm-hmm. Not Jen Shaw's husband. I'm sorry. It was just.
Is not that. Yeah. Oh my God.
Because we're going to get into that. You know it.
Oh my God, how great would that have been? That would have been so epic if that were the case, but no.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Oh, but I would have loved that. He seems like he'd be so great. Like, he'd be amazing to be coached under. Like, I would have loved for him to actually be my coach. So
since we're talking about, I mean, that was a good little segue to talk about all the shit that we're going to talk about. But I also feel like I could talk more about you with a basketball like life, because literally that was like my other identity. And then I went to school for music and then it was like, what? Where did that come from? OK, so anyways, let's get back to Bravo, because this is the shit where we talk about everything Bravo. Since we were on Coach Shaw, let's do this. I just thought of this. OK, because remember, did you watch Salt Lake? Do you watch it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, it's fire. I love Salt Lake.
So let's think about it like this. Were you when Salt Lake City was like giving the trailer for the first season? Everyone was so hyped up about it. Like, oh, my God, I can't wait. Were you excited about it?
I was excited, but not as excited as I was for Dubai. So I think that like when I wanted to watch Salt Lake. But I wasn't like as hyped for it as I was for Dubai.
Oh my God, we are kindred spirits, because I wasn't that excited for Salt Lake. I was like, I don't know, this could be really boring. But like, fast forward now, I really like it, except for Whitney Rose. Yeah. Can't stand her. Oh God. But
really?
Oh, you're a Whitney Rose lover?
I love her.
Okay, so we're definitely going to get into this, because the episode I listened to you with your friend Kim, you're like down with Stanberry.
I love Stanberry.
I know you do.
I'm trying to root for her. I really, truly am. Last episode in Dubai with her and Ion, which I can't fucking stand that girl. Is it Chanel? Is it Ion? What are we freaking calling you?
I would call her both. Both at the same time. When I love her. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her.
So I think that she's really good television.
Yeah, she is.
I just don't think I would ever be friends with this person.
Oh, I think I would totally be friends with her.
She'd be too much for me. She's just too much. The goats and the chicks and the lemons, like,
she just loves to give her friends gifts. She's very giving.
I mean, you know, I guess that works for some people. It just doesn't work for me. I'm good.
I mean, like, I think she's definitely entertaining as hell. I love her so
absolutely.
Much. Caroline, I mean, we were talking about Salt Lake, but like, I'm so excited about everything right now, because we have to talk about Ultimate Girls Trip too. Have you watched any of it yet?
So you're going to be disappointed. I haven't watched it yet. I also don't have Peacock. I need to get on it.
That's okay.
I'm so horrible.
I just have to tell you, and then we'll get back to Dubai. I'm like too excited right now. So with the Ultimate Girls Trip 2, out of all of the women who are cast, which one are you like most excited about?
I mean, I'm a Tamra lover through and through. I love her so much, especially the two teas in a pot. I'm so happy for her and she's doing great things. And I'm like, just so excited that she's like under, she's out from under Vicky's shell. Cause I can't stand Vicky. I'm like at all. Like I legit cannot with her. She's like,
love it.
For somebody that says like, you know, bad, like is a badass bitch when it comes to like her businesses. And she says like support women and all this other crap. She does not support women. She is just a, she's just a really jealous and petty person, I think. And I'm just like, I can't live for it. I'm like,
she'd be good friends with Ramona.
Oh, absolutely. I think that they would probably really fit. Yeah, I absolutely. I'm with you on that because I don't like Ramona either. I can't stand her either. I just can't, either of them.
She is a, one could say that she is a gem, but what kind of gem would it be? Would it be like a beautiful looking gem or like the gem that you would find at the bottom of the ocean where no one would really find it? You know what I mean? Like
is she krill? Like the
yeah, it could be like that.
Whales eat?
Yes, exactly. I'm talking like Pinocchio going in freaking Moby Dick style. Yes, that. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I'm excited. So with the I've seen all three episodes, which also makes me feel like can be a little bit more productive in your life. But I was excited. So anyways, I am so excited to see our Southern Belle, Phaedra Parks. Not only am I obsessed with Ion, I am also obsessed with Phaedra for the show. I do think she totally wronged Candy and it was awful and I would feel like shit if I had to like deal with that. But I do have to say, because I love Candy too, but that episode, like that whole season was just like some of the best TV, honestly.
I find it so funny that both of these Ultimate Girls Trips, the women in Potomac and the women in Atlanta are the least crazy ones. They're the least crazy ones in the show.
Phaedra or Eva even says, they're like,
Eva, yeah.
They're like, wow, these women here, like they're being all fucking crazy. And we in Atlanta, we go crazy too. But like these women, holy shit. They're insane.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I was looking forward to with the Ultimate Girls Trip. I'll definitely have to come back on and then give you my two cents about it. But I mean, I was looking forward to Brandy being back on television because that girl has no filter.
She's and a crazy bitch.
I live for it.
Yeah, you definitely I need to have you come on as soon as you watch it because like there's so much that I want to say and I just want to, because I feel like with listening to the few episodes that I've listened to with your pod, I feel like you and I have very different opinions. Like you like Housewives that I don't like. Like you love Tamra. I don't love Tamra.
No. Okay. Well, wait. So then who on Orange County would you enjoy? Who on Orange County did you like? Did you like Vicky?
I mean, she's a hot mess express. Like I don't like, is she one of my favorites to the OC brand? Let me see here.
Like, are you a Dubrow fan? Are you?
Oh,
like...
I fucking don't like her either. You
okay,
like
that's
her?
Okay. Good. Well, at least we're on the same page with that.
The champs up. No, the champs. No, like, put your champs away. Like, I don't need your shit. Like, get me a fucking margarita, okay? Spicy, please.
Yeah. Okay, like, so let's rip some shots. Like, I'm okay with not having champagne ever again. So. Yeah, I'm very, very right. good with like, let's rip some. I mean, I drink, I'm a bartender as well. So like I rip Fernet, but like I'd rip tequila instead of champagne right now. So
yes. Yeah. I'm tequila all the way. Hello. Shout out Bethany, Skinny Girl Margarita. Oh my God.
Okay. With that, we can agree on though. I love Bethany. That bitch can do no wrong.
She's the bitchiest bitch as like, I'm saying that with so much love. I love her. So I want to be her. I essentially want to be her, like literally.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think that, and all the charity that she does, all of the things, like everything that she does just in life in general, it just turns to gold. She's great. I think Bethany can do no wrong. Yeah.
She is, as Sheena Shea would say, she is good as gold. Okay. She is good as gold.
So then are you looking forward to Vanderpump? Because like,
I have to say here with Vanderpump, okay, I love it. This past season, actually, you know what? Whenever they had the season with Dana and Max and all those people that are like, who are you? I was just like, ooh, They're looking. They're probably going to have a yeah. few more seasons, and then it's going to be done because the interest, like, there is no more storyline. Like, all the people are, like, knocked up, had babies, they're married, got kicked off the show, got cheated on, divorced. Like, there's nothing left, I don't think, for these characters. They should just do a show.
I agree with you. I was kind of looking forward to them kind of revamping and cutting everybody and just starting from scratch, like how they did in the very first season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever worked in restaurants before.
I have not.
So I've worked in the restaurant industry for over 20 years.
Okay.
So like as a bartender, as a server, as a hostess, as like everything that's in there in the front of the house. I've never worked in the back of the house. I don't know how those guys do that.
Right.
But in the front of the house, you form relationships. It's just like any other job. Like you're with those people 24/7. You're spending the most of your time with them. So with that, like you form friendships and you have cliques and you all hang out and whatever.
Right.
And so with that, like, I think it's automatic gold for them. They already have a cast that they could pick from, they can draw from. And I'm sure that the cast that they have now is probably like, we want to keep our fame, you know, and like the money and the lifestyle that we live.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, look at Stassi and Kristen and Jax. They are living fine and they're not on reality television.
I heard that they were moving to Florida. Is that a rumor?
I believe that they were looking. Jax and Brittany were looking because they want to be closer to her family. I mean, like, let's get real. No offense to Jax, but he basically only has a sister.
Right, right. So, which is sad. Life's too short, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody makes decisions in life, and that if that's the decision he wants to make, then that's the decision he wants to make. I'm not going to hate on him for it. It's not a decision I would have made, you know.
Right, right.
Especially when you lost your father. Now all you have is your mom, which I can completely relate to that.
Right. Do you miss him on the screen?
I mean, James Kennedy is doing the job of Jax right now for me, so I can live with it. I'm okay with him not being on there.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you missing Jax?
No. I think I've kind of like, I've kind of like graduated. I mean, ever since I found, ever since the Max and the Dana and all those people came on, I was just like, I think the show's on the way out. I'm not really like digging the whole storylines anymore. And then as soon as I found out Tom and Katie were divorcing, which isn't a surprise either, I was just like, you know, I don't think there's going to be a story anymore unless they're going to air the whole divorce, we're separating on the show, which I would think that they probably wouldn't. But at least if they want to continue on, I'm thinking they should just make a whole new show and just call it like Tom Tom or Vanderpump Tom or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, again, I agree. I think that they should redo this whole entire, the whole entire cast and redo the whole entire thing. I just don't think that they're going to do it because I don't know. And some of these guys, like, don't they have, like, is it an annual contract with the show or do they have it, like?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'm not so sure if it's an annual contract or if they have good enough agents where it's, like, no, like, my client wants to be on the show for, like, however long. I don't know. I don't know what their what their agreement is with Bravo or Universal or whatever. But, I agree with you. I'd be okay if they just started all over again and we, like, got introduced to brand new people.
Yeah. Same here.
Or well, like you.
Well, let's talk about current shows that are airing on Bravo right now. So let's get back to Dubai.
And absolutely,
you're not an Ion lover, and I'm an Ion lover. You're not a Chanel lover. I'm a Chanel lover.
I love the brand. I don't love the person. I love the brand.
You know, I think she is, as you'll see, some of the Phaedra and Eva are going at bat with Brandy on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip 2. They are going at bat for her. She is misunderstood. Brandy Glanville is misunderstood. I am saying that about Ion. I feel as if she is misunderstood. I kind of feel like she knows what she's doing. Yes, she's so great for the camera. And I think she knows how to play it up, which I really appreciate. But I think it's almost like, and I actually have a friend like this. So maybe this is why I love her so much, because I love my friend like this. It's kind of like you hear her talk and you're like, wow, you're really full of yourself. Like, calm the fuck down, right? Like, calm yourself. But it's like a joke. And like, if you know the person, you know that they're joking. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to explain.
No, I get where you're
I love her dearly.
I get where you're coming from, for sure. I think that she's extremely insecure. Yeah. I don't think that she thinks that she's fabulous. I don't think that she thinks that she's like all these things or whatever. And I guess like in some interviews, people have said that she's like, oh, really? I think she's fishing for a compliment, because I think that that comes out of the insecurity part. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying your friend. I'm just saying Ion, because I don't know your friend. And I'm sure she's actually probably fabulous. Anybody that's friends with you, Kim, probably is like an amazing person. So I just think that Chanel is just very like, and you're right. She totally knows how to play it up for the camera.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering when that's going to end, because like there's only so much of that fabulosity, whatever, that is going to be shown to us, right? Until she has to break down, just like Caroline Sanbury just broke down in the last episode. Mm-hmm. Thank God. You know what I can't stand is when people say something and literally 30 seconds later they're like, I never said that. It's like, you just said that 30 seconds later. I don't understand why.
But
you
then
like
production shows it too. They're like 30 yes. seconds ago.
I don't get it.
Amazing. And that's why I love Bravo production, because they get it so good most of the time.
Well, and I get it. She was drunk. She was definitely wasted. She even said on Watch What Happens Live that she like doesn't remember half the night. So yeah. I get it. And then obviously production was showing her ripping tequila in the background. But yeah, I'm still rooting for her. I'm still rooting for Caroline. Yeah. I'm still going to be on that track, because I like loved her in Ladies of London.
See, I never watched Ladies of London.
I think a lot of other people haven't as well.
Yeah.
And that might be the reason why people are not on the Caroline track. She is cold. She's very much like an Erica Jane cold. It takes a lot to get in her nook of friendship. But once you are in that nook of friendship, she loves you.
Loyalty.
Absolutely. Yeah. And which is so funny. I really feel like her and Stansberry are similar in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're their friend, you're their friend, and like they will fight for you, stand up for you, they'll be there for you. Yep. Yeah.
Right.
So
let's go on to the Beverly Hills bus, since you were mentioning Erica Jane. You know, this past episode, she was so lit. And how many times I had to hear her say that, I was just like, oh my God, shut up. What are your thoughts right now with everything?
I love Erica. She can do no wrong. She's still in contention. She's still fighting all of her things. I love her. And I'm loving drunk Erica. I'm loving drunk Erica.
I think that's really who she is. She was just never able to do it when she was married to Tom.
Absolutely.
She was on like a tight leash.
Yep. She's finally able to let loose. She's finally doing like living the way that she wants to live.
Yep.
Getting that dick.
I was just going to say that. And she's trying to get a lot of dick too.
Trying to get all that dick. I am living for it. I think she's great. I get that this is how she's trying to cope. Probably not the healthiest way to cope, but
right.
Yeah, I'm still living for it. I still like. I mean, it's great. It's great TV. So
it's so. And great I actually TV.
Was. Yeah, absolutely. And I was actually on her side last season, because I'm a huge believer of like, do your freaking due diligence and your research and just wait everything out. You can never. Especially when you do cover sports, guys get accused of stuff all the time.
Right.
About for example, the Duke lacrosse team, they got accused of raping this one stripper that they brought to their home or whatever.
Damn.
And thank God that, you know, they were able to get a bunch of lawyers on this and be like, we didn't do anything. She already had 5 different traces of semen on her. We're going to get graphic and gross, so I apologize to your listeners.
But okay. She already had traces. It's an explicit show. No worries.
She had like multiple traces of semen on her underoos, so to speak, already. So it's like, and none of them matched the lacrosse guys. So like this is why I'm like, you know what? Wait, everybody has to wait it out until they figure their shit out.
So I would assume if you're a huge Erica fan, I would assume you're not a Sutton fan.
Hell to the no. That girl needs to go. I didn't like her season 1. I don't like her now. No.
What Sutton, do you think about Sutton's her tiff to- with Crystal? Crystal's kind of – I enjoy Crystal now because she's coming out a little bit more with fire. But a lot of the girls are like, what the hell? Where's it coming from? Are you serious? You can't even tell us what's going on?
Yeah, she kind of is playing a little bit of the victim card with that, like, it got so much darker.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is that, like, we as viewers, we don't see the behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
And so if that's what she's talking about, you can't talk about stuff that's off camera. That's not fair to the viewer.
Yeah, they're now, breaking the fifth about, wall or the fourth yeah, wall, whatever it yeah. is. The wall.
So the walls, all the walls. So like I'm fine with her, you know, saying like this is it was so much darker than it was, like than you guys know, this and that, whatever. But mm-hmm. if there's no evidence to back it up, you don't have any mm-hmm. audio to back that up or a scene yeah. that you guys are filming to back that up, you know, your argument's looking pretty bad.
Right.
When it comes to that, because I want, dude, trust me, as an Asian American woman, I want to root for her. I want mm-hmm. to root for her. I am half Black and half Korean, and I really want to root for her because I was like so psyched that they finally got an Asian person on the show.
Right,
I thought that was great. Right. And she in her first season, she opened up about so many things in the Asian culture that are so prevalent that I was like, yes, yes, I totally relate to that. And there's so right. many other girls and women out there that are going to relate to her being on this show. And so again, I was rooting for her, but then like you get all defensive on something that's not even defensible.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's really hard to root for you.
Yeah.
So
and you're confused in this with case, it. Like what?
Yeah. In this case, unfortunately, she's in the wrong. I think that she's in the wrong and I think Sutton's in the right. And it sucks to say that because I really, really, this is how much I don't like Sutton.
Got you. Is that got you.
I don't want to say that she's right, but in this case, she is right. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything bad. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting sentimental here because I love her so much. That tribute to Lois.
I loved it.
I know.
I loved it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She was such a treasure, you know. She really was. So we miss you, Lois.
Oh, now, always and forever. I'm going to miss the dancing when she would, like, get her to
I
dance.
I miss the dancing, oh. too. I totally miss the dancing too. You know what's funny? I see. Okay, so following Lisa Rinna, when she posts her dancing, you see her dancing, and Harry's usually in it, but he's usually just tending to his gardening, and he's not even like bothered. He's just sort of like going about his life, and Lisa's just like dancing all around him, and he just is like, you know, I'm gardening, I'm doing my thing. That is the cutest thing ever. And I hope they don't stop that because I love it.
No, I'm a huge, huge fan. I feel bad for them because a lot of people are trying to break them right now.
Yeah.
And I guess like there's rumors of like him being gay and just, you know, like them having an agreement and stuff like that. This is like, you gotta like, I went down a rabbit hole. That's the only reason why I like saw all this. And I'm hoping because they've been together for over...
forever.
20, 30 years. Yeah, they've been together forever. So, like, this is a marriage where I'm like, this can't be
true.
You know, and yeah, I don't want to see it and I don't really see it. But then again, it is Hollywood, but I don't want to see it. I think.
Yeah, I was just going to say, think of Kris Jenner and
Caitlyn.
Yeah, I was going to say Bruce. What is the last name again? I forget.
Jenner.
Oh, duh. What an idiot. I'm an idiot. Oh, my God.
I love it.
I've been away from the Kardashians too long. It's kind of like that, but you know, obviously a different circumstance. So I don't know. I don't think that's true. I definitely think that's more of a rumor for sure. But I didn't hear that, so I need to like do more research because I'm not on top of my shit.
No, that was just a down the rabbit hole thing article that my original co-host like sent me, and I was just like, I think this is just a rumor, sweetheart. Like, I don't think that, like, allegedly, though, like, so, like the there was, like, one gentleman that came out, and but he was anonymous, and I don't think, like, the source, he was the source. I'm like, are you just saying this? Is this, like, another, like, what's-his-face assistant thing?
Right.
Where you're trying to get some pub and some recognition or something? Like, is that what's going on?
Right, get your 15 minutes,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
So, what was I thinking? Do you watch Southern Charm? Are you a charmer?
Hell to the yes. It's so good. That first episode rocked
me. Oh my God. You saw the first episode?
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
Okay.
It was so good.
I'm getting like chills right now. Oh my God. I literally said a Heather Dipper. I'm getting chills. oh my God. Calm down. Okay. So honestly, love the fact that Naomi is back.
Yes.
We love you, Naomi.
Absolutely.
I will tell you this, and I've told basically anyone who's been on the show, and if we talk about Southern Charm, out of the three guys, Austin, Craig, Shep. Which one do you, you know, loathe?
I mean, there's no contest. It's Austin. There's no contest.
Oh my God. Thank you. You know, okay, so you know, like from The Lion King, when Whoopi Goldberg's character was like, every time I say his name, Mufasa, I get the chills. Like, ooh, I get like that with Austin because he like, ugh.
I just don't understand, like, how, what do these women see in him? Like, what?
Thank you.
What do they see in him that makes him so charming and like makes him like just them want him so badly? I'm wondering, like, does he like cast a spell, a literal spell on them? Does he like do some voodoo magic or something? Like, does what
is he that good in bed? Because he looks a little boring.
Yeah, he does look really vanilla. He does look a little vanilla.
Yeah,
you know what?
Craig does too, a little bit.
Well, yeah, but you know what? I mean, after that threesome video, maybe he's not so boring.
Oh wait, and then remember, if you at one of the reunions, Craig said something about Austin saying to Madison about doing butt stuff. Do you remember that?
Vaguely.
It was in one of the reunions.
Vaguely.
I don't think it wasn't in this past reunion.
I think it was the
reunion before.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go back
It was Cameron's last season, I think.
Oh, okay. I will say this. I cannot stand Catherine, and I don't think I've been able to stand her from day one, but.
Oh, that bitch hasn't grown at all.
No.
30, my ass.
No.
Yeah.
She is definitely not 30, flirty, and thriving. That is for damn sure.
No. No Jennifer Gardner.
No.
Okay.
But yes, no. Out of all of those three, I loathe Austin the most. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Like, he's such a fuckboy, and he's always going to be a fuckboy.
He really is. I am so disappointed. So my favorite Southern charmer who's ever been on the show, well, I actually have two. Actually, no, I have three.
I love how the list keeps growing. It's great.
I know. Actually, I have four. Okay. Cameron. Chelsea is my main bitch. She's my main squeeze. Love her. Naomi. And of course, Patricia. Like,
okay, so I'm not a huge Patricia fan.
I mean, she's crazy as fuck. That's why she's hilarious.
She's really good TV. I just think that she's a flip-flopper. She's fake. She's just, she's pretentious as fuck. Like, I can't.
Oh, for sure.
Stand
and
that.
So is Whitney.
Oh, absolutely.
That's part of their spiel, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, like, I think this was like a few episodes or a few seasons ago where she was like, that's so bourgeoisie. I'm like, it's bourgeoisie. And like, know your words.
Yeah.
And then then she just says all these like different things like, oh, you must know this. And I'm like, just because they don't know it doesn't mean that they're a horrible individual. Like, you condemning them for not knowing something so minuscule is like, just, ugh, I can't stand people like that. So maybe it's just because I don't relate to her. Like, at least I can like, Shep has grown on me.
And Shep has always been close to my heart. Now, Yinz guys, this is part one. Make sure that you come back next week and we are going to do part two with really all of the questions that I meant to ask her this week, but we just got to talking and we just had so much fun with our shit, I just forgot. So tune in for part two for next week. And in the meantime, guys, follow me at Bravo Yinzer. Yinzer spelled Y-I-N-Z-E-R. Follow us at Believe Network and at Believe Lifestyle. That's Believe, B-L-E-A-V. Yinz guys, have a happy and safe holiday, and I shall catch Yinz guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.